Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed. With a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
Another one in the books, huh? So
not
how are you
quite
doing?
Yet.
We got Tammy in the house helping out with the show. Big part of the show, really, I should say. And then Mitch here eating some pizza. What are you doing, Mitch? Rich, I said Rich. A rich man out there.
So how are you today?
Good.
All right.
Good. Bill that's going to be getting on from Bill Supergas.
All right.
I would say, like, ask this question. Like, all the times I've done the show, who have I said I think I respect the most in as a man, as just everything he does for his community, he gives back to his community. He's honest. He's dependable. He has integrity. I mean, like, that sounds like, oh, yeah, but he really does.
Bill. Hey,
Bill. Bill from Bill Supergas. Or actually, I don't know if it's called that now. I think it's called Super Mobile.
Yeah, it's mobile.
Right. And he didn't even know it.
Two places.
But I gave him a half-page ad in the coupon book just mentioning the Plenty program.
Uh-huh.
And that was my birthday thing to him.
Yes, which Plenty is awesome. Yeah. Have you ever used it?
No, I don't use those programs, even though I know they're very valuable. I always see it, like, when you're getting gas, reward card this, reward card that.
Yeah.
But they do save money.
Well, Plenty, it works not just at the gas station. You can use it at Macy's and a whole bunch of stores, and you get points, and then you get, like, money knocked off your gas.
Right, but he also has a service station where he fixes cars. So I guess you get points there, too.
Yes.
So get your car fixed, get a fair price, get a great job done, but also get rewarded for doing it at Bill's.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we're about to go to print, and we've gotten some really good new clients, and I would just like to talk about Lonnie's today. I was in to see them, and they're tuning in to listen, and you're going to be able to find them in the new BCC coupon book coming out in January, and she's been there for, what, 37 years or more?
Yeah, but you see, like, this here, it blends in. That's where you have the black on the white, and you have here real big. Because if you look at this, what do you don't really see deliver. right? That's her deal. She delivers.
Yeah, it's in black right there.
Where?
And red.
Where?
This. Yes, we're talking about ad copy changes on the air.
Yeah, but why would you make it so hard to read?
Well, we can change that later.
Yeah. You never do black on red with that like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
And also, you know, another one of our clients who's been a longtime client, actually, over at ASE, Auto Service Experts, right? They are doing a new promo. So if you come in and get any service done, they will give you a $10 gift, like Visa card with $10 on it for any service.
Very good.
Yeah.
And
they do a $13.95 oil change.
That's why you got to be prepared ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? Because Bill's actually does a great oil change too.
Yes.
And so that's real good.
Well, we have lots of different clients and different markets.
Anything you like. Bill needs about 10 minutes, he said.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what would be good to... Oh, let me see Ray's. I mean, I'm just curious why I'm seeing these now.
Because they just got done.
Oh, I thought you said this morning. You sent me an email saying they were done. All right.
So, all right. We are going to print, so we're very busy these days. Sorry, guys.
I like
we are actually talking about ad copy on the air. That's kind of crazy. But we have other new clients as well. Ray's Tanning Salon, which now has two locations. He just opened a new place over at 403 South Belcher in Clearwater. And you can go in there for tanning, hair extensions, anything. Anything you need done.
They really do hair extensions there too? You sure?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, what a difference a picture makes, huh?
Yeah. And they're going to be in the new book coming out as well. And also, he just purchased a cafe that is called the Fit Cafe, and it's at 405 South Belcher in Clearwater. So they're next door to each other, and you can go in there and get smoothies and paninis and all type of healthy foods. And again, they are at 405 South Belcher, Clearwater, Florida. If you want to give them a call, it is 727-475-9772. And that is the Fit Cafe. And then right next door is Ray's, where you can get tanning and hair extensions and buy all kinds of things for to endure your tan. All right.
So, it's everybody's out there, right? As long as you give a fair deal, right? You give good customer service, right? Mm-hmm. Things turn out well. Like our place, right? Just unbelievable. The place was packed at lunchtime.
Yeah, they're doing real good.
Why are they doing good? You know why? What would you say?
Well, I think for one, they have awesome customer service. They also have awesome food, and they are consistent.
Very good. And that's really it. And they care. Like, you just saw the lady said, I wasn't sure if I was happy with this. So immediately they said, well, what would you like to replace it with?
Right.
Like, they were so, like, customer service oriented.
Yeah.
Satisfying the customer.
Right.
And I think that's our place. You have their address right there. Can you read? Because I can't see.
Sure. Our place is located at 1617 Main Street in Dunedin. It's right next door to the Rally. A little bit up from Ace.
There you go. Did you guys get your fancy waters or just...
No, I didn't get any drinks today. I was running late. I was, like I said, in the middle of deadline, emailing people and trying to get changes done.
Doing a billion other things.
I am doing a billion things. You have no idea.
I know. I'm just saying.
I'm printing ads, I'm emailing, and sure. I'm on my phone as well.
A billion things.
Yep, a billion.
We got...
Bill is there now.
Bill, how are you, my friend?
Right, Bill.
I'm okay, sir. How are you doing, Brian?
Okay, things are going real good. You know, we expanded our company into Oldsmar in Tampa.
How far in Tampa?
Pretty, I don't know what road that would be considered, but like right where Oldsmar ends. But then they consider it to be Tampa.
Yeah, Racetrack Road and...
Right there.
Okay, very good. Yes. That's growing like crazy over there, so that's a good spot.
It is. And, you know, we're right there in the Walmart, too. Like, we have a premium spot with our rack. And we're going through like 50 books a day there at that Walmart. Mm-hmm. It's a really good distribution point for us.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. So how are you doing, Mr. Bill?
I'm doing okay, sir. Doing good. Okay.
Okay. So then, like, the service, can we talk a little bit about the Plenty program and then also the service station? Or would you mind explaining to people what the Plenty program is?
I would not mind that at all, Brian. Be glad to. Plenty program, it's a national program, and one of the things that's different about it, it's a conglomerate of a bunch of the what I call big players. So Mobil, ExxonMobil is one of them, Winn-Dixie, AT&T, and then a lot of them online as well, Home Depot online, Hulu, Rite Aid Pharmacy is another one. So it's really something, instead of going into one store and you have a whole ring of these cards and things like that, this one here you have one and you can use it at multiple locations. So as you go, and I'll use my place as an example, you buy gasoline or you go into the store or you get auto repair, you accrue points, okay? Or if you go to Macy's and that type of thing, you accrue points electronically. But then the nice thing about it, as far as my business is the redemption part of it. So as you accrue these points, you redeem them. Most people like to redeem them for gas. There's something about free gas that people like. So they get these points and they come in and they're right out at the pump. It'll prompt you and say, do you want to use your points? And you can use up to $25 at a time to get gas. So it's really kind of a good program. It's simple on my end. There's not a lot of paperwork. So, and the customers really like it. And now that we're partnering with Winn-Dixie, naturally that's a neighborhood venue as well. So we got a lot of people that shop both places. So that's good.
Yeah, and again, it's like it's a brilliant program because the customer gets rewarded, but then they also makes the loyalty factor to the people that belong to the Plenty program. It makes you want to go to that organization that ever honors it.
I think loyalty is the main key that you said, and if you can get loyalty with any business, that's a beautiful thing. And American Express is the one that administers it because there's so many big players involved. So that's a good thing, too. It's not like they got a third party in there that's just new into the game. So American Express handles all of that side of it. So there's been very few bumps in the road, so to speak.
Yeah, and American Express, boy, that's a name that has credibility.
Yeah.
So you right away know that they're going to stand behind it. In the automotive and service end of it, have you seen major changes from repairing cars? Like, because you're from the old school, and then you stay up to date with the technology, because everything's computerized today on most cars. Is that correct?
Yes. Everything has got computers. I mean, years ago, we used to be able to do mechanical and whether it's a carburetor and things like that. But everything's controlled electronically now. And some onboard computers now, there's multiple computers, whether it's for air conditioning, whether it's for brakes, engine, transmissions. They all have an individual computer, and it all shares into a main computer, a main body. So that part of it, there is some built-in test equipment that can simplify some of the troubleshooting, but when it gets a little bit more complex and you got to find out what's causing the problem, then you got to get into a little bit more detail. So as a result of that, you know, you have to, like you said, stay on top of things. And I've got a couple of real good techs that continually educate themselves and have a good electrical background as well to be able to support that. So yeah, we still do the routine things like you know, of course, tires, brakes, and water pumps and all of those things. But when you have a check engine light or an electronic fault, then it takes somebody with a little bit more knowledge to be able to go in-depth if necessary.
Which is a benefit, too, because, like you said, troubleshooting could be done through computer analysis.
Yeah.
Do you remember the feeler gauge? Would that still be used in the industry? Like when
that's an excellent question. Now you're dating yourself, Brian. And yes, I remember the feeler gauge, but I don't know if I've ever taken one out of the toolbox in I don't know how many years.
Right. So. Or when you adjust the distributor, right? You got to adjust it to be on the right point. Is that still done?
Absolutely not. No, they don't even use distributors. Everything's electronic control now.
Oh, no more distributors, huh?
No.
So that's it. So we really are computerized. Now, you are for peace of mind. And that's what I think also someone should know about the automotive service and tire, is that you have national-wide warranties. And explain to them how that works.
Well, we're a NAPA Auto Care Center. So naturally, you're partnered with a big player and a player that sells, you know, quality parts. So as a result of that, we can give that nationwide warranty. So, I mean, you got a lot of snowbirds that come down here, or regardless. I mean, you got folks that travel to Miami or to Jacksonville, and they need to know that they can have a warranty if they have a problem with a certain issue. And that's what it is. They call it peace of mind. So whether it's in Miami or it's in Palm Harbor or if it's in California, the warranty is still the same. So it's a nice thing.
Yeah, and then you have two locations, one on US 19 in Tampa Road and one on Florida Avenue in Alternate 19.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be a stupid question. You can already tell me it's stupid. But do you have one store that you favor over the other, or you treat them both the same like children?
I don't think it's a stupid question, and I favor them kind of uniquely, okay? And as you know, if you go in, you have – this, even though they're close to each other, the clientele and the customers are somewhat different. So, they're both great places to work at, in my opinion, for two different reasons. My Alternate 19 one, I got some people that are in the store there 2, 3, 4 times a day buying whatever they want. It's so neighborhoody, okay? And at my other location on Tampa Road in 19, it's obviously more automotive repair focused, and I got those people that have been coming in, you know, for service for over 20 years, and you really get to know them on a different basis because they trust you with their vehicle or their vehicles, and so that's a different level of friendship that you achieve with your customers.
Really? That's cool. And then do you plan on opening up a third location?
Now, Brian, you were doing very good until you asked that.
That was to see. I got the stupid questions out. I was waiting.
No, right now, no. I'm not. We got two well-functioning oil machines, as I call them, and that's where we're going to stand. My son, you know, runs one primarily, and then my wife and I run the one down in Alternate 19. You know, so.
Good. And then you deal with propane. Tell us the meaning for propane. Is it at both locations you deal with propane?
I have propane at both locations, yes.
Okay, and that's important to know, right? People that, because there's other things you have. Is it dangerous to have propane?
In my opinion, no.
Right. Okay, so that's the thing, too, is the propane thing is important. I don't know how many people use propane, but I know I do when you light your, what do they call that, outside? What is it called? The grill.
Your grill, yeah.
It is so cool to have propane to where if you want to cook a steak or a hamburger, the propane makes it so much easier to have a propane grill because you just turn it right on and right away you're ready to go.
Yeah. It has a very small ignition point, okay? So that's what makes it safe, okay? But once it's ignited, it has a very high flame temperature, okay? So that's the other thing that the benefit for cooking, so... It's safe as far as a low flash point or a controlled flash point, and then once it's ignited. So it doesn't mean you can go around smoking around it and that type of thing, you know. But it's not as volatile as gasoline as far as that goes.
Oh, and that's another thing, too. But I know that's not what you're pushing is gasoline. But look at all the different things you offer. And, you know, like as I'm talking to you, you think, oh, duh. But no.
He's a
one-stop shop. Get your car fixed for gas, then get the propane, and then get your brakes done. And then you have
a snack while you're there because they have some awesome snack food there.
Yeah. I mean, you got it going on.
Well, another thing, and I do sell a lot of beer at my Alternate 19 location, and you can get double points for that now. The Plenty program just started allowing double points for alcoholic beverages, so
hey.
you can accrue a lot there too. So
Awesome.
Well, how, what's the most points you ever seen someone have?
Well, the thing, you mean to get, to achieve? Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not uncommon for me to do an auto repair for $2,000 or $3,000. So if they do that and then they swipe that card, they just picked up $2,000 in points. 1 point for 2 points for each dollar. Okay.
Oh, cool.
So they can, you know, they can pick up a lot of points right there. So that's the other thing on the auto repair. You're picking up, you know, double points. So people that are cognizant of that are really using their plenty card when they get their oil changes or when they get any auto repair.
That's
because
awesome.
Those points mount up fast.
Well, that's great. So in closing, Bill, what would you like to say about the mobile stations and about you as a person?
About me as a person? Nothing, sir.
Well, I'll say something as you as a person. You're a great man. You once were honorary mayor of Palm Harbor. You're a man of integrity. You've been in business for a long time. You've been business of the year. I mean, you can go on and on, the accolades of who you are, and it's really you. You stand, I mean, you are the man. And
thanks, Brian. One thing, though, as a member of the Chamber of Commerce, if I got 30 seconds here, we've got a new executive director there, and he's a Air Force retiree. His name is Skip Alford. And as a business person, he's really got a good thumb on the community and trying to grow the business side of it. So if you're ever in my area, stop in. I'll walk you over to the chamber and introduce you to him. Again, he's a business-sensitive type of guy, and maybe you could have him on the show sometime.
Yeah, or both of you come in, because we have pizza here from Frank's Pizza. We have calzones. We have,
you didn't tell me that.
We have meatballs.
You know we always have food.
If Brian's in, it's food.
There you
yes.
go. I resemble that remark. Well, anyhow, Bill, okay. Thank you for being on the show, my friend.
Okay, you're welcome. Anytime, Brian.
Thank you.
God bless
you're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. You remember AJ Salvatore that we had on last week, the song that you really liked?
Yes.
Okay, well, how about we take a little moment and play one of his songs? We just want to do a little shout out to AJ. He's in Orlando. He's doing tour. He's going to school. He's really, really putting in a lot of work. And so we're going to listen to the first song, Better. And then a little later, we'll listen to his second song, Ignite. And you can find him at Spotify or SoundCloud or Facebook or on the gram at AJ Salvatore.
And you swore we never go this far. Hit me up 6 months later, asking me for another favor. And you know I never say no. Asking me just to tell me I should go. Fast forward, now we're together. In the end, feeling strange like the weather. And I don't wanna know what you're gonna say now. You're gonna say now. These feelings never show unless you're burning me down. Unless you're burning me down. So tell me, will we be fine and stay up on cloud nine, pretending we're all right? Don't let go, hold me close and keep me by your side as we lay.
very good. What'd you think of that, Scott?
Yeah, why don't you look at that, Jamie, and see? Hey, Brian.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing phenomenal, thank you.
You should, because you're a good man. Like, you gave me the greatest advice when I was really hurting inside, and you were there as a friend. Like, business is business, but there are, so we are personalities, and we are human beings. We're not blocks of woods. And sometimes in business, you go through some stressful times.
Yes.
And then you need a friend. You don't need, you know, that's what friendship is. And you were there for me. So I always, every time I hear your voice, I just can't get that out of my head. Like, you know who's there.
I appreciate that, you know?
Yeah. So anyhow, just wanted to get that out of the way.
Never a problem. Only solutions to situations. Some better than other.
That's yeah. Great. You know? Yes.
I mean, it is. I mean, I don't even like saying the word problem. I only think for solutions for situations.
Right. And you know? Yeah, sure.
You move forward. You know, you see what you got to do and you move forward.
Right. And then just know that we have a common peril, like in life, like we want to succeed or whatever. We are common. Like the guy explained it to me, it's like a tree. We're all like a branch. We're all connected somehow. And like the hand needs the arm. So the hand can say, well, I'm better than you, arm. Well, no, you need the arm for the hand. So we have a common, I forget how we worded it, but we have a common problem. So just know, work together. Not like me point out why I'm better than you. Or let's just try to help each other. Like one branch, if the trees are branches, are us, all of us, right? It's going to be real deep. So if I'm helping you, another branch, really I'm helping myself because you're part of the tree.
Of course.
Am I the root of the tree, though?
Yes.
I want to be the root, you know?
Well, that's it. You're a strong, thick root.
That's all it is. It's only as good as the foundation.
Right. So then, like,
you know,
right. So if you care for your fellow man, and you realize we're all connected, I think life tends to be better.
Oh, definitely.
And then You know what it is, Brian. To be honest with you, I was watching somebody the other day, and it was actually a comedian, and he was talking about it. And you know, he was talking about raising his children, and you know, like taking his kid's side. And, you know, and sometimes you got to teach people, you know, compassion. So, therefore, it's almost like if your child's saying, that person, you got to put yourself in the other person's position and basically say, well, maybe they meant it this way. And, you know, so now your kid's getting mad at you because you're trying to keep them compassion. Like, oh, you're taking their side. No. It's just compassion. You know?
Yeah, and then you don't automatically take your kid's side or even friend's side, but you also, I think there's a fine line there where I believe, like if me and you, like I don't care where we're at, even if I disagreed with you, I wouldn't disagree with you in public against your thoughts when you're, I hate to use the word argument, but let's just use the word what it is. In other words, I would always take your side. I wouldn't, and then even if I disagreed with you, right? But then when I pull you to the side, I would let you know that I really disagree with you.
You know, and then understand why they did what they did.
Right.
And try to, you know, put yourself in that situation and to understand how they felt. You know, don't discount what other people are feeling just because you don't believe in that situation.
Or hurt people, right?
Yeah.
So that person could be hurting inside. So show compassion. Find out why. Like if you squeeze an orange, what comes out?
Juice.
So if you squeeze someone that's hurting inside, what comes out?
Air.
Yeah. Anger, whatever. So really, whatever's on the inside of that person is what's coming out.
Yeah.
So show compassion.
But I think that's the word for today is compassion.
Is there a definition for it? Do you have? Can you Google it?
I can't right now. I'm on my phone.
All right. Wonder what the word can. You know can you I'm Google saying? The word passion, Tom, and tell us what it means? Yeah, Tom's going to do it. I think I know what it means.
I think it knows what it means. It's understanding what the other person or what the other individual is feeling and trying to, I don't know.
Empathy.
Here, you know, I mean, empathy.
Right, empathy I think is when you put.
I mean, they're almost the same thing.
Yeah. And then, like, that's why what sometimes when people are mentally ill, it's hard to show compassion because they're so mentally ill, right? But if someone's physically sick, we show more compassion than if they're mentally ill.
Yeah.
You ready, Tom?
Yes, sir. Passion is strong and barely controllable emotion.
Compassion.
That's passion. What about compassion?
Compassion.
Oh, compassion.
Well, say passion again anyway, since you did it.
Strong and barely controllable emotion.
Right.
Yeah, that's to go through passion, life with, but, you know, what about compassion?
Right. And also, just real quick, on passion, boy, I like people that have passion. Too.
Oh, absolutely.
That believe in what they're doing,
you can't
even
do
if I disagree
right
with them.
Without passion.
Right.
Yeah. What's,
compassion, sympathetic pity, and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others.
Exactly. Wow. There you go.
Pity's a strong word, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're.
Can you say it again, Tom?
Sure. It says sympathetic pity and concern for the suffering or misfortunes of others.
Wow.
Correct. I think if there was more compassion in the world, everybody would be doing good.
Well, yeah.
Instead of trying to, like, point fingers and, you know, no, you know?
And that's
don't
where
point I'm... fingers. Just try to understand and, you know, like you say, I don't like the word pity in there, but, you know?
I think it's empathy.
Yeah, empathy is a better word out of there.
What's
yeah.
empathy mean, Tom? I'm sorry to do this to you. But, like, I'm learning that now, too, is, like, I think acceptance is one of the biggest words out of all, because then someone can't get you upset, right, if you accept them. Like, you try to change them, that means you're trying to be in control.
Right.
The only one you're in control of is yourself, and then you're not even of that because God actually has control, right?
Empathy yeah. is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another.
Yes.
Right.
Empathy is a very strong emotion. I feel empathy for a lot of things.
Yeah, but this guy, you there, Scott?
Yeah, I'm here.
The guy was saying the best time of someone's life is when they're in the mother's womb, right? This, like, mystics were, guy, this mystic was talking about it. And he's like, think about it. You don't think. You're there in a protective environment. And that's probably why when the baby comes out, it cries.
Yeah, like, why?
Like, you just took me out of
the... I don't know. I think a baby only cries when they slap you in the ass. You know what I'm saying? I mean, babies are silent when they come out, and then all of a sudden you slap them in the ass, and they take their first breath.
And then how does the doctor know? Does he say, is this the one that's going to be successful? Is this the one that's going to have desire? I mean, like, you never know, right?
Yeah.
You never know.
I think we talked about this once before, but... Children are so happy, you know, because they're carefree and they don't think about things. They don't have issues that they think about. And I was reading an article that said that before, like, 12 years old, children, they smile, especially 5 and under, 400 times a day. But as an adult, only 4 times a day.
So let's laugh. Tell, did you, I said, give me 3 jokes. Did you give them?
No, I don't have the jokes.
Sure. Okay.
I can look them up really quick.
But that's what I'm saying about being prepared.
Well, too. I'm prepared to go to print. That's what I'm prepared for right now.
Because you're doing a billion other things.
Yes, I am.
Right. Anyhow.
I just approved my ad again.
Huh?
Brian's yeah. Cash Clause Coupon Book.
Yes, he just approved his ad right before he got on the air. So, and I was texting two other people while I was talking to him.
Run, man, you know, brings in all kinds of people. More people than any other my advertisement. I actually dropped out of one of the shoppers.
You know
just
what I was
bringing more people.
I was thinking, like, we should have, like, 3 jokes. Can I have 3 jokes, like, prepared for me ahead of time? Because I'm not a good rememberer of jokes. And then, like throughout the show, like, have jokes so we can have laughter.
Okay, we're going to have jokes after the song. We're going to play a song at 3:45.
Okay, so it's like being organized, that's all. Anyhow. So that's the
remember
age
that
of the
story
internet.
We were talking
I have
about?
Jokes right here.
About the paintings?
Yeah, tell us that again. The
well,
IBM?
I'm actually sitting with Bill right now in my shop.
Oh, tell this.
Right here.
We're going to listen to a song, and when you come back, tell us the story. And maybe Bill can get on the line too, like 2 phones or something. Call the station.
Yeah, Bill could call the station if he wants.
Yeah, both of you, but you both be on at the same time, though.
All right.
Okay, but we're going to listen to a song.
After the song, I'll ask him while the song's here. We're doing research right now.
Okay.
It's 441-3000.
441-3000.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this song.
All right, so this song is from AJ Salvatore from Orlando. It's called Ignite.
Last last night. I knew that you had a few. When you spoke, I smelled the smoke on you, on your lips. When you kiss those cigarettes, when you're drunk, I know you're trying to kick and quit. And you can't help it the way it hits. Like a wall covers it all, like a buried chest that's sun. 2 a.m. you stumble in. Drop your shoes and yell my name. We will light this flame. I'm so worn out, you scream and shout. Toss your phone, what's that about? You say that I'm the one to blame. We will light that flame. Can we light this flame? We will light this flame.
Shipwreck. Hello.
Hi, Scott. Is Scott back?
Hey, Tammy.
All right.
Anton, you ready for this joke?
Okay, here's a joke.
Anton, do you think I'm a bad mother? What was his answer?
I don't know.
He said my name. He said no. My name is Paul.
Yeah.
You got that from your kids, didn't you?
Well, we have to do clean ones on the air, you know.
Yeah. And I think what I should do is like, this is just now, but just in, we should do like 8 to 10 of those per show. Just periodically. Jokes. Yeah, get the laughter.
Okay. Because
I get people telling me my it's kind of boring, my show.
Well, that's because we can't just talk about, you know, life stuff. We got to talk about happy stuff.
No, but I'm just saying to you, like, this is what could
do. Jokes are good.
Jokes are great.
Okay, look. So why did the physics teacher and the biology teacher break up?
the chemistry wasn't right.
Yes, good one.
How'd you get that?
Did I just get that right?
Yeah.
That is right.
We're going to give you the next question where you can win $50. I'm glad we didn't do it on that one. You ready there?
All right. Okay.
Okay, so the police officer talks to a driver. He says, your taillight is broken. Your tires must be exchanged, and your bumper hangs way halfway down. That will be $300. The driver said, all right, go ahead. They want twice as much as that at the garage.
But how is she going to answer? You're supposed to let him answer it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Some jokes aren't like that.
This is a question. Why do the French like to eat snails so much?
$50.
Why does the French want to eat snails so much?
Don't be Googling.
I don't know.
Because they don't like fast food.
They don't like fast food.
All right. See, we're getting some laughter in. I think we should start doing that every show. Now that I think about it, have like 10 jokes, right?
See, look, we went from 3 to 8 to 10.
Yeah, so I'm saying to you, get some laughter and joy in this show. And that's how you do it, is with humor.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us the itty-bitty miracle. Is he my friend? Did he call in?
No, actually, Bill's doing some research right now. He wants me to explain it.
Okay, tell the story. Great story.
There is a great story behind here. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, we ended up finding, he found, in Port Richey, I mean, an emperor and the empress, the queen. She ran, the longest reign was the Qinlong dynasty. I mean, she was just, they called her she was just a killer. I mean, she really did. She was the last empress, and I mean, she was brutal. They called her Chai, C-H-I. Yeah, C-I-X-I. But we've got the mother and the son, who was the third ruler of the Qing dynasty. Emperor Qinlong. And we've got the emperor's seals on it. And the emperor's seals, okay, are so ancient that people can't even read the emperor's seals. So underneath them, they actually went to a different dialect that's more modern and explained the seals. I mean, the treasure of Qinlong is in the seals. I mean, it's unbelievable. And we also have, you know, paintings acquired by the imperial household were affixed by the imperial seal, the ancient seal. You know, so I mean, we've got the seal, and then we've got the approval seal on these two paintings.
Wow!
And then we've got the studio seal. I mean,
did he know that?
Were actually. No, not at all. He just really liked them. He knew that they were old and liked them. He always said he was going to find his little treasure. I mean, they just sold a vase online in an auction for $85.6 million with the emperor's seals on it. The emperor's stamp.
Without the emperor's stamp and the seal, it's worthless.
Exactly. There's knockoffs and everything else. That seal's
the deal.
In the stamp. Yeah, I mean, the national seal's in the stamp. I mean, we just spent a month almost. I mean, we really did, spending a month going around, getting it deciphered, you know, getting it looked at. I mean, it's unbelievable that they exist. It's like people, you know, you send me, you know, pictures. How the hell can an appraiser look at it through a picture and say, oh, it's a fake? They just can't believe it's another, like, Rembrandt or a Mozart. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable that you can look at it and say it's the Royal Providence Seal. The great governor already reviewed it, and the national seal of one of the most important seals. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it shows providence. It shows history. I mean, you're not knocking
it off.
What's
the value of it?
You don't know yet. I mean, you don't know yet.
What do you guess? If you had a guess, like we were playing The Price is Right, what's the guess?
I don't think that you could get less than probably $5 to $10 million a piece, and I think that they go make a lot more because they're together. You know, I mean, a vase with an emperor's seal, where the guy bought the vase, he would actually have to lay it down to display it because people want to see.
Oh, he would want to make that as a package deal, maybe.
We got the pictures that sit on a wall that you don't.
No, who's
have to
the
lay
guy
the
that bought
down?
It for $85 million would want to maybe just deal with you directly?
Well, you can't bring them back to China. I mean, there's
But whoever paid $85 million
right now directly, that you know, they're national treasures. They would take them. I mean, you know, they'd have to be sold in the States. I mean,
no, I get that, but whoever paid the $85 million, right? You get in touch with that guy, and maybe he would do a deal with you on the side where you don't have to pay commission.
Oh, absolutely.
Right,
you
that's
know,
the guy.
They don't usually tell the people that, you know, it's just auction history. They don't tell you.
Like, you know, like you buy
a lot of this is secrecy.
You buy a table, right? You know this more than anybody. And the four chairs that match it. So say you bought the table, but now I have the four chairs, right? So I already bought the table. Of course I'm going to want to buy the four chairs. So if I am into this seal thing where I'm into these ancient stuff.
Well, that's what we're doing now. We're going to take a photo shoot of it. We're going to, you know, take all the research that we've got, all the different translations, and then what we're going to do is make a brochure, and we're going to shop it, you know,
that's
and get
cool.
some interest.
Wow, this is like such a cool
really
story.
Cool. I mean, it really is. It's just, it's unbelievable what people bring through the door or what's
right.
found in the area. I mean, you know, it's treasures.
Wow.
For sure.
And then it's kind of funny because I'm looking up, you know, these seals and doing hours and hours and hours of research. And I've got an old Chinese scroll that's in the original box. And I said, holy shit. Oh, holy heck. you know, my God, I mean, look at this. I mean, I've seen this painting. So I just pulled out the scroll and believe it or not, we think that there's a seal on that one. We're looking it up now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I have a book that
like
I read, 10 Ancient
picture.
Scrolls. That's how they used to do everything, on scrolls.
Yeah.
That's how you know. It wasn't paper. It was scrolls.
Yeah.
No, this is a scroll on silk. I mean,
wow.
it's got the original box and everything.
Oh,
I
wow.
mean, there's ancient writing on the box. There's writing on the back of the scroll. I mean, it's a watercolor. It's a huge scene of a mountain and then the horses and then carrying rice. And one guy's got a samurai sword that's on the horse in front. I mean, it's amazing.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, it really truly is, and I see it, so I pulled it out because I kind of stash stuff like that, you know. If you ask, I'll show you, but there's certain things that we have here that nobody's going to see until there's an interest. But we pulled it out yesterday. I took photos today, and I mean, now we're down that rabbit hole looking at the seals for this, you know, scroll.
Well, I got the seal. Let me just do a quick commercial for my friend at the Grindhouse Sports Bar and Grill. That's Craig. He's something else there. He's in the Public Shopping Center. They are 590. You familiar with that place, or where 590 and McMullen Booth meet?
Yeah, I know exactly where it's at. It's over by Enterprise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but more toward 590, right? Coachman Road.
Yeah.
To be exact.
Yeah, Coachman Road.
There's
a
Checkers there on the corner.
Oh, okay.
It's in the Public Shopping Center right there.
He's right there by the corner by Ace
by
Hardware.
Ace Hardware.
Yep.
Which is one of our number one distributor of the magazine. But he's a great guy. He has a British pub. Or would it be considered English? How does that?
It's very British.
English. I think it's English Pub of Clearwater. That's how you can get with him. Actually, that's his website. EnglishPubClearwater.com. But he deals with shepherd pie, fish and chips, soup and sandwiches. Do you ever see, like in England, how they give the fish and chips in a newspaper?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's how they do it there.
Take yesterday's newspaper. They put
it absorbs the oil.
Yeah, and that's how they do it. And they have trucks that sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like big sellers in English.
And they have England. One unique thing there that they don't have. I don't know of any place else that has it around here. Scotch eggs, which Lola loves.
What are Scotch eggs?
Scotch eggs is like a poached egg
with sausage wrapped
around it.
Really?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I've had them before. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they have those there.
And then they have free shepherd pie on Tuesday only. So you go there, you get that's with the meat and the mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah, and it's very good, too. It's really good.
And then they have free fish and chips Thursday only. And so they got good stuff going on there. They're at it's called the Bayside Bridge Plaza Public Shopping Center. And their phone number is 726-5577. It's the Grindhouse Sports Bar and Grill, so you can watch sports. But they're really more on the food end of it. They have all these different.
Where are they at? I mean, are they down by the firehouse sub area? Or
you know where the Ace
public?
Is in the corner?
You know
Ace
where Ace Hardware?
Hardware?
Yeah.
They're right next door to that.
Across the street from it. Oh, okay. So they're across the street from the
bubble shopping
center.
Right next door. This is on in Clearwater. Right next door to Ace. Ace is right next to Publix. It's on McMullen.
McMullen and 590.
I know where I'm at now.
Actually, there's a CC pizza in there now, too.
Oh, yeah. CC's. We also have another client in there, Fobol.
And then we have another one, too, is the Postal.
The Going Postal, yeah.
Going Postal. That pause has been good to us.
Yep.
The Grindhouse Sports Bar and Grill.
And you know what? Another thing about there is the atmosphere is I like going in there because it's like dim. It's very English-y. Like relaxing. Yes, it is like walking into an English pub.
You would think you were in England.
Like it could be so sunny and hot outside, but when you walk in there, you're in a whole different world.
And they serve American food too.
Oh, yeah. One of my most favorite things that they have there is the chicken Caesar wrap. And I know Brian really, really likes they have that prime rib melt.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your favorite English dish, Scott?
I would have to say the shepherd's pie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very good there.
I mean, I really would. And then fish and chips after that.
Oh, and that's the two things
with
they
the malt
do.
Malt vinegar, yeah. Though. You got to have the malt vinegar.
Right.
I love malt vinegar.
Yeah. Some yeah, people Tammy are like, what always is asks that? For malt vinegar, even if it's not. Yeah, she likes that.
Yep.
What is it about the malt vinegar that you like?
That just goes hand in hand.
Well, I think it makes the ketchup taste better.
Ketchup?
Well, I like it with the malt vinegar.
I'm just playing with you.
So anyhow, that's the Grindhouse Sports Bar and Grill. Greg is a great man. He runs a great shop there. He's hands-on. He's a chef. He's inside. So if you just say hello to him, tell him you were sent by the Brian Cash Claws radio show. And that's at Publix. That's Bay Bridge Plaza, same plaza as Checkers, right next to the Ace Hardware, the Grindhouse Sports Bar and Grill.
What is that? 1500 McMullen Booth Road, right?
Right. And I'd like to thank Bill from Bill's Super Gas.
Yes.
No, Bill's Super Mobile now.
Super Mobile.
He has the two mobiles.
Yeah.
And they have the Plenty program there. And
thank you, Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Well,
and then telling us the story of the seal. Next time.
Yeah, that's down at Slade's Trades for anybody who's interested. You know, we're right southwest of the railroad tracks on Hercules between Sunset Point and Drew Street. And they'd like to call, you know, we can basically get a hold of us at 727-223-4901. Or if, you know, you have anything that you'd like to get rid of and you think it's really cool and unique, you could email me at scott@tradewithslade.com.
Awesome.
Very good. Who else do we have on?
That's all we had today. And we were talking about Lonnie's in Dunedin on Main Street. Got to go check it out.
30 years they've been in business. 30 years.
Yeah, they have awesome food
and
there.
They have a new coupon in there where you can upgrade your to a combo for free.
Yeah.
Lonnie's,
Main Street, Dunedin.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Tampa Bay.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.